Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talking about a theory called fan baiting. The idea, as I understand it, is that companies, producers that are making movies and television shows are utilizing fans, but angry fans, to generate more publicity for the property, which makes sense. I mean, yeah, I mean, all publicity is good publicity. So I want to dig a little bit deeper into that here. Conan's got that story. But Good Cops and Unicorns was on the line.
Yeah, we're talking about poop.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about the idea of the horse farm, which a lady called about last week. And she sounded kind of kooky. We gave her, you know, a tough time, asked her some pretty tough questions. She didn't really have really good answers for it. But you sound like you're backing her idea, Good Cops and Unicorns, of having a horse farm where the horses poop, and then you somehow turn that into energy through compost.
Yeah, let me just finish what I was saying before. If this was such a great idea, why aren't they already doing it with the millions of tons of human poop that they already have? We already have access to. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do with it. They're trying to get it out there to the farmers to put on. And by the way, your local farmer is probably putting human poop on his garden.
Really?
And you don't know about it, probably because he doesn't want you to know about it.
I personally don't really care about that. I mean, we live on a planet where probably half of the food that we eat is connected to poop in some way or another. Probably all of the food in some way or another, come to think about it.
Yeah. Dirt in, dirt out. But yeah. I mean, but I want to make sure that the poop is clean. I don't want heavy metals in it. I don't want microplastics in it. That's what's killing us fast.
I just don't want to know about it. I'm fine with knowing that it happens, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want them to advertise and be like, hey, look, this has human poop in it.
Now I know, for example, our landfill here in Keene, they are harvesting the heat that is coming from our landfill.
Hmm.
But if this idea that Varya was talking about last week is such a great idea, why aren't they already doing it with the metric tons of human poop? Unless this is just a far-fetched new green idea that doesn't actually work, or
is it not efficient?
Or it's not efficient
because you have to collect it, you got to move it. I mean, so
yeah.
What else do you have to say?
Yeah, and human waste is far more dangerous, like you were mentioning before.
Yeah, bacterial pathogens, virals, you know, all of that good bad stuff.
Concentrated heavy metals, mercury, and all kinds of stuff in human waste.
Mm-hmm.
But
this doesn't seem to be something that could scale to a large factor. I mean, you can't have a huge horse farm that just exists for pooping purposes. I mean, like you said, Conan, I think the night of, it costs a lot to feed these horses.
A lot.
Right? So what are the costs of this?
They're eating machines.
What are the costs? Go ahead.
That was actually my third point. And so it was kind of like, you know, why do people even own horses? Not so much whether it can be done to scale, but humans have co-evolved with horses for thousands of years, right? Mm-hmm. Horses are a reason why humans became the dominant species on the planet, right?
I think it's cats, by the way. Cats.
And I would say dogs, the cats are also in a little bit of a different way, but dogs and horses, like, we have this mutually beneficial relationship mm-hmm. with them over thousands of years, and we've evolved, so especially dogs, right? Humans have very strong bonds with dogs. Okay. They bring us contentment and happiness, and we bring them food and love and everything. Same for horses. A lot of people have very strong, happy relationships with horses, and
right.
I think if governments keep doing what they're doing around the world today, we're all going to be needing these horses very soon to get us around and to perform work.
Well, if that's true, that's fine, but that's not going to generate a bunch of energy. I don't know if you're really defending. Are you defending what this lady was saying, or just kind of throwing some thoughts out there? I'm not really clear what your point is.
a little of both,
Well, look, the reason, I'm not an expert on the horse industry, but it's always seemed to me, at least, to be basically exclusive for rich people. You know, the average person can own a dog and, you know, work at any old job, and you can afford to have a dog. You can afford that. That's not a problem.
Horses need land, though.
But horses need a land, yep. And if you don't have that land, first of all, if you have the land, you're probably wealthy enough to take care of a horse. But if you don't have the land, then you got to rent the horse, right? Like, you got to rent the stable. You got to pay for. There's a lot of costs involved in having a horse. You got to pay for somebody to take care of it if you don't have the actual property.
And to clean up after it.
Yeah, all of the work that's involved. So, I mean,
there are a lot of horses already existing in the world that you know, and those horses that do already exist for racing and, you know, companionship, et cetera, utilizing more of that manure is a good thing.
But they're all spread out everywhere.
Right.
I deliver to a lot of people in the town that I deliver, and it's like there's a horse here,
one
and
horse
then 5 miles down the road, there's another horse.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to accumulate all this manure into one area to actually harvest it?
The example that Vonder was giving of this place in Finland, I don't know how many horses you're talking about there, but it was a relatively large horse farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I heard the numbers right, they were providing heat for like 24 buildings and electricity to power a few, some. I'm not sure what the number was on that.
Hey,
so I'm not saying large scale, like replacing nuclear and hydropower, but especially like for backyard farmers. For example,
I mean, this might be a hobby for somebody that has a large enough horse farm with the money that they want to invest into. Okay, maybe this will keep the lights running instead of having to buy it from the grid. It's hard to imagine.
Just install solar.
Yeah, all I'm saying, dude, is just start with the real manure producers. Go to a huge dairy farm and start with the pigs, start with the cows, start with the human poop.
That was my second point, and I can be super quick.
Sorry.
So cows are ruminators. They have a very specialized four-chamber upper digestive system, and they actually regurgitate and rechew a good deal of what they eat. And so they have that stuff stays in that upper tract for a very long time, mm-hmm. and they extract almost all of the heat and nutrient, heat energy and nutrients out of the food they eat. Cow manure is nowhere near as exothermic if it's being composted in mass.
What about pigs?
Pigs would be similar to humans. Would be not bad, but, you know.
Would this be something you would invest in? If somebody said, I'm going to build a horse farm and we're going to have horse poop power on the farm, would you buy into this? Would you be an investor?
If they already had the horses for other purposes, then yes.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. Good cops and unicorns. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, it just, like he said, he wouldn't get into it if they were building the farm from scratch for the purposes of power. It's like, okay, here's an add-on thing that maybe you could do, and maybe it would pay for the equipment, because you have to get whatever the hell equipment you would need to extract the power from composting poop.
He might be right. I never heard that the cow poop has lost a lot of its heat by the time
that's
it's actually expelled, but it's still hot.
Yeah, it'd be the body temperature of the cow by default.
I've seen plenty of cow manure piles in the winter, and the steam is just coming. You can feel the heat like a fire sometimes. These things are so hot.
Mm. That's why I'm curious what he meant by exothermic, and, you know, he's gone now, so we couldn't really ask him. But, I mean, that's the way this works. Poop comes out at the temperature of the organism that pooped it. That's always true.
But the composting process, that heat will go up 15, 20 degrees easily.
So that's what he's referring to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's saying there wasn't as much nutrients in there to compost, was what he was saying.
I'm not sure about that.
Let's go to Rick.
Cow manure is really good for gardens, is all I know.
Rick, you're in Oregon. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. How much time do I have?
It depends on how interesting you are. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm in Oregon. I listen to you on a progressive radio station, mm-hmm. but they play about 50% progressive and independent. So it's kind of, I think it's more independent.
Cool.
And anyway, about the tanks, I was telling you about the tanks.
Are we talking about, like, tanks in the military? Tanks with treads?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to tell me about it, but I want you to hang on. We're going to bring you back for that here in a moment. Rick is on the line. He's got thoughts on tanks. I think this is going back to our conversation about Russia and...
Show me the tanks.
I'm happy to hear that we're on a progressive radio station.
Yeah, there's not many of them left
there
out
aren't.
There. There's the number here, 603-283-6160, and you can join us more with Rick and your thoughts.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Might be time for you to start learning a thing or two about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You'll learn learned about those over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some introductory videos and information that will help you learn the basics, which you really ought to do before you decide to get into it and buy some, which you can do, by the way. You can buy through Bitcoin.com. You can also utilize their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. They got all kinds of features there, including, I think, an app that'll help you accept Bitcoin Cash at your point of sale. They got all kinds of neat things over at bitcoin.com. But we go back to your calls and thoughts. Rick wanted to get into the topic of tanks. We were discussing the Russia-Ukraine situation earlier tonight. Rick, what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah! Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, sir.
Love your bumper music.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
That's Rebel Inc. to give credit to those guys. Rebel Inc.
Yeah. Those guys are badass. Anyway, so the tank situation is eventually you have to get out of the tank to go to the bathroom or clean the tank or fuel it or grease the rollers. I'm an equipment operator.
Okay.
So, when you see tanks and you're like, oh, they're invincible. And America has the most snipers in the world because we have long range rifles. Okay. So if you have a hunting license, usually, I don't know if you know anything about hunting or anything like that with a rifle, but, a lot of us who do hunting, we would like to be able to shoot out to 1,000 yards. That's 3,000 feet, over a half a mile.
Yeah.
Your average citizen under is capable of doing that. And
what? No way. Your average citizen hunter?
Yeah. Your average citizen with a hunting license is capable of shooting over 1,000 yards.
Okay, dude, you're losing me. What's
this have to do with tanks?
Yeah, thank you.
They have to get out of the tank to maintain it. They have to go to the bathroom.
Sure. You're saying wait until the right moment and then take out the tank operators.
It only takes one or two guys following a tank column to eliminate the tank column.
Okay, and so you just wanted to make a general statement about tanks. I mean, are you predicting anything regarding Russia versus Ukraine?
No, you guys were talking about tanks earlier, and, what are you going to do about a tank, you know, tank rolling in your neighborhood?
No, I said I want to see the tanks. I want to see video.
Yeah, it just got kind of a quick mention.
I don't have video of that.
No one has video.
There are plenty of things that militaries can do to combat and destroy tanks, though.
Sure, there's actually anti-tank weaponry and other things.
The best thing you have, I mean, you have over, I don't know, I want to say 250,000 snipers in America that can take care of all the tank problems.
Okay.
I think you're underestimating what it takes to be a sniper, and I'm certainly no expert, but I thought, this is like people hiding out there in the middle of the wilderness for like 3-4 days at a time, freezing to death, not using the bathroom, waiting for that perfect opportunity for the tank column to drive by.
No, a tank column uses typically a common highway or a bridge.
Yeah.
They're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but a sniper has to get there without getting shot himself.
Well, right. Aren't there frequently men on, foot or in other vehicles accompanying the tanks in a lot of cases? They're not just going alone, right?
If they're traveling at high speed, there's nobody on foot.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're going through a city, though.
No, all you got to do is read about tank strategy and how they're defeated is...
The Americans aren't fighting in Ukraine, thankfully, at this point. Hopefully they won't ever be.
They say they aren't.
Yeah.
Even though they've caught some Americans.
Yeah, and
have they?
Oh, yeah.
What happened here or anywhere else.
It could happen here if the U.S. federal government, for instance, decides to invade a seceding state or something like that, which, of course, would be the worst-case scenario, and hopefully it doesn't come to that. Rick, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate your thoughts on the strategy.
But
there.
He's absolutely right, and the Middle East proves it. All you need is a couple of dudes, a couple of freedom fighters with rifles hiding in the bushes, hiding in the rubble, and they could drop an entire platoon. Maybe just they don't have to kill the entire platoon. All they gotta do is kill a couple of you.
And go after the lieutenant.
This
or whatever,
is the same
right?
thing. This is the same thing with landmines. Just put you on fear alert, and you can halt whole militaries. And this is why no one won in the Middle East, and they're never gonna, because all you need is a couple of these guys.
Yeah, and how does he, again, I'm not a weapons expert at all, how do IEDs do against tanks? I mean, tanks are pretty armored up, but what about the undersides?
There are bombs that blow the tracks right off of the tank.
So they're stopping them there.
Yeah, they stop them dead, and then you got to bring out the tow truck, or you got to bring in the replacement tracks, and that's when they can just pick you off.
Right.
But no, they can't. They're not blowing up whole tanks. Mm-hmm. Pickup trucks, yeah.
No, I don't know a lot about the military. Most of the things that I know about are like from gaming channels where, you know, some of these companies, they go out and they find an actual Army sniper or a Marine sniper or whatever, and they ask them about, how realistic is this level in this video game or whatever? And that's the only thing I know about any of this.
What do they usually say?
No, usually the video games are horrifically inaccurate, or they fail to capture how much it really sucks.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That was the thing about the snipers, because there was one of these, one of these actual confirmed snipers for the Navy SEALs or whatever. He was like, no, it's none of this crap. You don't sneak through the grass like that. You don't just stop moving. You're there a week before that army is going to be there. You're eating beans, and you're not moving from that spot, and it may take you 5 days to crawl an additional 30 feet.
And hopefully the piece of land that you're on isn't full of ants or nettles or any number of things.
Well, if they do, you just stand there getting bit, because if you get seen, you die.
Well, plus, it's worth pointing out that, you know, he kept talking about American snipers. Russia's got snipers, too, okay?
And so does Ukraine.
Yeah, everybody's got snipers, right? So, I mean, that's what it is. And as far as what's going to happen in the Donbass, you've got an area of Ukraine that has now voted, and they're saying they want to join Russia. Russia's supposedly going to start treating this area as though it is part of Russia, and that means they can send in troops in a way they haven't already done so, in an area in which the population is likely pro-Russia, if you believe the results of the polls. And further, most people there speak Russian anyway. They've got family in Russia. It's likely that had the polls, had the Ukrainians not been threatened by their own government to not vote, had they been free to actually participate in this referendum, it still probably would have gone pro-Russia. It probably still would have been 80% pro-Russia. Instead, it's 99% pro-Russia. But you've got a population that is on the side of the quote-unquote invaders in this case. Ukraine's going to have a tough time trying to take this area back.
Yeah. And you know what? Who is using tanks when you've got missiles and you've got drones? I mean, we're in a brave new world.
Tanks to occupy some territory, right? Like, they got to take the physical territory and defend it from the Ukrainians, presumably. But, you know, we're going to see, because all this stuff may be happening as soon as this week. With the numbers from the polling coming out in the next basically 24 hours, they're already saying 99% of the Donbass, 98%, 99% has voted for this. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rise in home prices is slowing for a fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices cooling in July at the fastest rate in the history of the reading. Still, they're up about 16% from 1 year ago. Hurricane Ian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast this week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges residents to comply with evacuation orders.
We are going to see impacts across the state of Florida, whether it's inland flooding from the large amount of rain that we're going to see, tornadoes and tornado watches that we may see in the southern part of the state later today, to the storm surge and the hurricane force winds that may impact the communities near landfall.
Recession jitters continue on Wall Street, the Dow losing for the sixth straight day. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join the show here, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Cody.
You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you over there. We have a chat service. It is our Matrix server, and it is free and allows you to create your own chat rooms. If you don't, yeah, if you don't think the existing chat rooms are good enough, you don't like the topics, don't like the trolls, you can create your own room and moderate it however you want over there at chat.freetalklive.com. That's where you get the step-by-step instructions as to how to join. That's chat.freetalklive.com. We are going to go back to your phone calls and then maybe more on this Hollywood topic, Conan, that's got you fired up here tonight. But first we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that, you know, like I'm a real big believer of good vitamins, good quality vitamins.
Hmm.
And and it helps with so many physical ailments.
How can you tell the difference between a poor quality vitamin and a good quality vitamin? Because it seems like there are, I mean, I've heard about this stuff before, like, you know, some of the store-bought vitamins, you put them in water and they just never dissolve or something like that. There's stories about stuff like this. I don't know what's true. Mark's shaking his head in the back saying that's not true.
But I mean, the best way to get vitamins and nutrients and all of that crap is to eat a healthy diet.
Sure.
I mean, otherwise, buying these multivitamins and crap like that is just gives you more expensive urine.
I've heard that too.
Well, you know what? I mean, the thing is that people—that's the whole point—is that people that took vitamins, their bodies healed up better. What you're saying is that our
well, that's probably true of placebo effect too. I bet you, if somebody was, you know, taking a placebo and were told that it was vitamin, and they believed that vitamins were good for them, they would probably also heal faster.
There's a lot to the placebo effect, certainly. But Sarah, if you take someone and you put them on like the Daily Dozen app, and they stick to that routine for 30 solid days, and you take someone else and you just have them do their normal McDonald's and ramen diet or whatever the normal person eats, but they take multivitamins, I guarantee you the person who does the Daily Dozen app, which is eat 3 servings of fruits and this, it tells you what you need to eat in order to be healthy. I guarantee you that person is going to be significantly healthier than whoever took the multivitamins.
Right, but whatever diet you choose, even if it's a poor diet, if you supplement with quality vitamins, you still will be a healthy person.
And let me guess, you can only
be healthier, maybe.
Let me guess, you can only get quality vitamins if you order through Sarah's company that Sarah and her roommate are working for as independent. What do they call them? Independent
marketing
consultants.
Marketing executives.
Yeah, thank you for
scam
that.
Scam victims.
Yeah, but you know what? I know this show. We're not supposed to mention the company's name.
Are they pills?
And, you know,
are they pills or are they like liquid form? The stuff that you're marketing.
Some are like you could take it by spoon. Some of them are chewables for children. Some of them are tablets. Some of them are capsules. They're all different in variation. But no, I'm not talking about our company because I know you don't like any free advertisement anywhere on your show whatsoever.
We've asked you repeatedly to mention your company.
She did mention it once. I remember what the name of it is. And I agree. I don't see any reason to promote it. It's another network marketing company. And they all believe their product is the best in the world and, you know, so on and so forth. And look, again, I think a lot of this is in people's heads. I'm not going to say it's a bad thing to take a vitamin, but I do think there's a lot of BS in the industry. There's a lot of it, and it's hard to separate the truth from the fact, especially when it comes to the fact that the placebo effect is so effective on people. I think a lot of this stuff is just simply the power of belief, honestly. I think that's what it comes down to. And I agree with Aria. You got to eat better if you really want to feel better.
Yeah, and that one piece of kale on the side, it doesn't count. It's just a Band-Aid.
Well, the thing is that's the reason that I'm bringing this. This is the third night that you put me on, second night, the third night that you thought I was going to advertise. That's why you didn't take me.
That's
call
not
back.
True, Sarah. You called toward the end of the show last night, and we had other calls, and you're a chronic caller, which means that you get put at the end of the pack. When there's other calls on the line, you go last. That's one of the. That's one of my rules.
The thing is that, the reason I emphasize is there's so many people with health problems that could be helped with, I'm emphasizing quality. I'm not talking about whatever quality that you're looking for. You know, sometimes you have to pay more money to get quality and you have to get enough.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of
diet and exercise would be better.
A lot of the money in the case of network marketing just goes to pay the consultants. So that's one of the reasons why network marketing company products are so expensive. It's not because they're the best quality, necessarily. Maybe they are. I don't know. But they're definitely marking them up big time because they're paying all the downline or the upline. If you order from Sarah, then you got to pay the gold and the diamond and the platinum distributors that are up above her. And there's a chunk built in, multiple chunks into the product price. So, you know, don't be fooled. Just because a product is expensive doesn't mean it's not a BS scam.
Yeah, I'm not sold on this, Sarah. I don't understand what benefit there could be versus exercise and dieting. I mean, why would I buy this expensive multivitamin it if instead I could just eat a salad and do some jogging.
It's all about how you feel. It's all about whether you think this thing would help you. If you think it would, then maybe.
Well, sure,
it will.
But I also think that jogging and proper diet would help me as
no
well.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. We continue here. I believe this is Greg in New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, everyone. Just calling back again about the Ukraine-Russia situation.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so I think that, imagine the United States, New York and New Jersey got into it, you know, and they wanted Staten Island to secede from New York and then move to New Jersey. At most, it would be an administrative dispute, you know, and they would say, okay. And that's what it was when Crimea left Russia and joined Ukraine. It was actually just an administrative thing within the Soviet Union, the USSR versus the USA. And a lot of what happened is because instead of having a federation continue and have peaceful laws or some sort of structure, at least, it became separate countries. And what happens in the international system is that if within a country there is a dispute, and then it turns to violence, then it's considered an internal matter by the UN. So, for example, when Russia completely destroyed Grozny, the capital of Chechnya, okay, Chechnya was a republic within Russia, and so, or, you know, a region within Russia, and therefore it was like, well, it sucks, but what can you do, you know? And somehow with China, you know, may do that with Taiwan, and there may be some ambiguous status there, too, that is part of China, so it's like an internal thing. But when it comes to Ukraine, my point is that this whole thing could be peacefully settled with if they had a federation like they used to have, and it would be an administrative thing.
Well, the whole thing could be peacefully settled if Ukraine would just simply allow people to vote on their future and who they want to associate with, but they refuse.
Yeah, Zelensky says there will be no peace talks. Repeatedly.
These are people who want war. These are people who want to have this conflict. Zelensky doesn't get the billions if there's no war going on.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to want peace for there to be peace. It's not hard to be peaceful, right? War is the difficult thing. It's hard to get human beings to kill one another.
Mm-hmm.
But to get them to peacefully coexist, that's relatively easy to do.
Greg, any other thoughts real quick? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask you guys the ironic thing, is that once you've done the work and created a federation like the United States or the Euro, European Union or the USSR, right? Once it's in place, it would seem to me that having some sort of structure and peaceful laws, even though they may be unjust or whatever, it's still better than having a bunch of wars between these, you know, republics or whatever, former republics.
So if you married the wrong person and you decided 20 years later that it wasn't working out, you're saying that because it was settled from the get-go, you shouldn't divorce that person who's probably beating you and being cruel to you?
Thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. I'm not sure if that's what he was saying. I think he was saying a bad government's preferable.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy?
One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. It may be time for you. If you call in now, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We started the show tonight talking about the Ukraine-Russian situation, where in the Donbass region, they have finished voting as of today. Of course, it's many hours ahead where they are. So they finished voting some number of hours ago. Initial results are already coming out for the supposed republics. They're the Luhansk and Donetsk republics, and then the areas that were south of them as you head down towards Crimea, I think it is. They are all voting in these referendums, which the United States and European Union and Ukraine and, you know, the Western world generally has called a sham. But for the people there, this is their opportunity to vote as to whether or not they wanted to join Russia. The Ukrainian government thugs threatened the people of those regions and told them if they were caught voting in this election or in this referendum that they would be punished with potentially 5 years in prison. basically messing with the territorial borders of Ukraine. That was the charge that they would be charged with.
Treason.
Yeah, essentially. And so as a result of that, the pro-Ukrainian side didn't vote. And so 99% of the vote went towards the Russians, which, of course, at a glance makes the vote look illegitimate, right? Like a 99% vote. If that's all that gets reported, if the mainstream media doesn't report the fact that the people of that area were under threat to not vote by the Ukrainian government people, then it looks like, oh, well, this is clearly a sham, 99%, obviously. No vote would ever go that one-sided, right?
So that was what I thought when I heard the numbers. It's like, okay, I assumed it was probably going to be a legitimate vote. As legitimate as any are, which is, they're all illegitimate, mm-hmm. but I didn't expect it to be, you know, just completely fabricated, and there says 99% for, and I was like, oh.
But you didn't know about the five-year thing.
Right.
Right. So that's the thing. They're not going to be trotting that one out in the mainstream Western media. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls. You can share your thoughts. George Febb is on the line calling from, did you say you were in Ukraine, George?
Yes, I'm in Ukraine, and I'm a member of the persons that you say has voted in this fake referendum.
You did vote in this referendum?
Yes.
How did you vote?
I voted to join Russia because that is the only way to survive the referendum.
Okay, so you are in Russia, not Ukraine.
So tonight you're in Russia.
So wait, you're claiming that they threatened you? You're claiming the Russians threatened you?
Yes. Yes, the Russians threatened me. If you don't vote Russia, you are dead, man. That's why 99% vote is Russia.
Now, where were you voting? Where did you cast your vote?
Luhansk.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what happened? Well, tell me what the situation was like there.
They come to your house and they ask you your vote. And they make you vote.
And if you were to vote for staying in Ukraine, what did you believe would happen?
I think that they will probably kill you.
What is the point of even going through the motions at this point? If they're going to, you know, kill everyone who votes no or whatever, then why even bother? Why not just have some clerks write a number down saying 178 people on this street voted for Russia? Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think they think it's legitimate because they see you voted. I voted to vote for Russia, right?
Are you planning to stay in Luhansk now that you've voted?
Yes. Well, I can't leave.
Why not?
It's not simple. Why you can't leave where you are?
We can't. Well, I could
if I wanted to.
Well, I can't because I'm under federal restrictions.
Yeah, bail conditions. Why are you calling from a U.S. phone number?
This is a VPN.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's an interesting story. And what can you say to convince people that you are not a Western propagandist and you're telling lies?
You just look up my George Febb. George Febb, F-E-B. You look at me on Twitter account. You find me. I'm clearly Russian, living in Ukraine, and forced to vote for Russia to find it, okay? George, at George Febb on Twitter. I'm a real person, okay?
George F-E-B, like February?
Yes.
All right.
So I want to be clear here. You are Russian, so
why are you in Ukraine?
It means you don't know much about this area. It's close to the border, right? Russia and Ukraine have many similarities. We almost speak the same language. It's very common. Many Russians in Ukraine all the time. Okay? We live here. It's not unusual.
I'm seeing a George Febb NFT. Is that you?
Yes. This is me.
All right. So you are a designer of, looks like, the crypto world.
This is my passion.
All right. I you know what? I saw that. I took your call, thinking that this was going to be a fake call, and I'm not sure now whether or not it is.
I guess I'm just curious as to why you would leave Russia, go to Ukraine, and can still consider yourself a Russian, and not be, and to be upset that
not be pro Russia.
But why wouldn't you just leave? I don't understand. Are you afraid
they're
going to shoot
you? Well, he did leave Russia, is what he...
But why don't you leave the Luhansk if
the other way, yeah. Okay.
Well, Zelensky won't let him.
So it's so easy. Well, maybe I can leave sometime, but now it's, you know, very difficult. We are... You don't understand the situation right here. It's not a joke. We can't just leave.
I'm not saying it's a joke. The Ukrainian government has told its supporters to leave these areas. So if you don't support the Russian military, the Russian state, what is going to happen to you if you pack a bag, hail a cab, and start driving? Are you guys going to get shot by a tank, or what are you concerned with?
There's no cab.
Okay,
no
so you cab. Get on foot and you start walking.
Okay. All right, brother, I have to go, but it's really good to talk to you. I'll call later, okay?
Feel free. I just really want to know why.
Yeah, keep us updated.
And call us again, and if you can tell us more. I mean, I don't know what it's like. I don't claim to know what it's like. And the Ukrainian propaganda right now is... Like as a few days ago, right before the vote happened, the official Ukrainian message to people in these areas was, if you vote to join Russia, we will imprison you. So,
and according to this guy, if you don't vote, we'll shoot
you.
They'll
kill you. So they said, if you vote to join Russia, we'll imprison you for 5 years. You should leave. That's what they told people. They told people, because they knew the vote was going to go in a certain way. They know what Putin has said he's going to do, which is he's going to occupy what he will believe is his territory, because this is now, according to Russia, Russian land, and they're willing to go to war to protect it. So if you're pro-Ukraine and you want to get out of there, they're saying you should. Now they didn't tell us the whole story, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe there are no ways to leave this area, which
I guess
is crazy.
I'm just confused that he kept referring to himself as Russian. I know he speaks the Russian language. I understand that, but he kept referring to himself as Russian.
Well, we didn't ask him to speak Russian.
How many Canadians who were here in the U.S. considered themselves Canadian? Or do they?
I don't know.
And same thing with Mexicans.
Well, if I went to Japan, I would still consider myself American. I wouldn't say I'm Japanese.
Yeah, but what if you go... But how long does it take for you to live there? If you're just visiting, yes. But if you went to live there, maybe married in, I mean, how many years would it take for you to actually be Japanese finally? Or if ever? They would... I'm sorry. We already know the answer to that. They would never accept you. Or you, or me, or any of us.
Right.
Because they have rules. Mm. But I mean, so this is Canadian. How many years does a Canadian living in the U.S. have to be here before there can be...
I think it's a personal choice. I mean, I have a friend who's like French-Canadian. He's lived in Vermont his entire life, I think. I mean, he considers himself an American, but if he wanted to also... But he also does call himself Canadian. I mean, he is Canadian, but he is also American. So, I mean, it's not like they're mutually exclusive. Right? And the same could be true of Russia and Ukraine. But the guy considers himself Russia. I'm assuming that's because he was born in Russia.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was just calling to promote this Twitter account, because I'll tell you what, on this account, I'm just rolling through here, there's a lot of posts. It's almost all crypto-related. And every now and then there's a Zuby post that he retweets, and he's sort of like a right-wing libertarian character. But there's not a single post in the last 2 weeks about Ukraine. I mean, wouldn't you think that if you were...
I think he's probably not in Ukraine. Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that if you were there in the midst of an actual war, that you would post something about it? Post about the vote that's going on right now, this historic vote? I'm skeptical. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.